The following program will make you want to grow things and experience new and wonderful dreams about your plants, garden, and garden design. Listener participation is strongly advised. Welcome to Down the Garden Path with your host, Joanne Shaw, right here on Reality Radio 101. To contact Joanne live, dial 905-725-1907. Toll free in North America, 1-866-905-7325. Worldwide, 1-866-656-5477. Email Joanne right now, realityradio101@yahoo.com. And now, making everything grow, Joanne Shaw.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And welcome to Down the Garden Path here on Reality Radio 101. Thank you for listening. So it's pretty cold out there, right, Gary?
It is, and I haven't been outside. We are in the Ontario, Southern Ontario, Canada, for those listening worldwide. And it's snowing, I hear, eh?
It stopped now. It snowed lately, early part of the day, but it's been and it was warmer when it was snowing. And now that it's stopped snowing, it's gotten a little colder. So
that's right. So again, folks, if you didn't bring in your plants, no, I like to say that. It's a little too late.
Yeah. So last week was a good show, I think. I think we covered a lot as far as plants.
Yeah.
Gary, you said
absolutely.
You were going to bring one down to the studio. Or have you, we went and looked at a few options.
I have my list right here, actually.
Excellent.
I was looking at it today to try to clean up the air down here.
Yeah, so I think that'd be great. And I got some really good feedback. And as I mentioned last week, I've also kind of added to that topic, and it will be on my newsletter that's going out this week on Thursday. So if you have time and if you wanted more information about all those houseplants, at least my top 10 tips on houseplants. I know there's a lot of plants that filter the air, but like I said, I'm trying to stick with the easy practical or easy ones to take care of. So you can log on to my website at downtoearth.ca and sign up for my newsletter, and you will get January's newsletter is going out on Thursday. And the main article, like I said, is covering off, it's actually divided into two parts. So it's going to be five of the plants in January and five of the plants will be covered in February. So I think you'll really enjoy that.
It'll help
to have the pictures. That's the great thing about radio, right? I gave you lots of information and described the plants as best I could, but pictures worth a thousand words. So please visit my website. I'd love to get some feedback as well. So switching things up a little bit, I know we've talked about plants in the past and trying to, of course, we're not doing too much gardening outside these days. But I do want to talk about landscape design. I know I mentioned last week that I was able to go to the Landscape Ontario Designer Conference on Monday. And they kick it off right at the beginning of January, right as the holidays wind down. And I kind of dread that every year that it's so soon, but then it really kind of kickstarts your January and getting you me thinking about design again. And believe it or not, April is not the best time to think of landscape design.
Wow.
Because already we're busy. It's kind of one of those things. It's a busy time. So really the time for you to stop and really think about what you need and the way and for you to visit with someone or research someone is really the quieter months of January and February. So I just wanted to talk about that. And some people might be nervous about using a landscape designer, not familiar with that profession, think it might be too cost prohibitive. They want to just do it themselves or just, you know, their girlfriend gardens and they want to get some advice, which are all good things. But I thought I'd just go over some benefits, I think, to hiring a landscape designer in some ways that I think it would really help you, regardless of whether your project is a small project or a large project. So without further ado, I thought the first one is the designer is going to look at the big picture. Even though you might be calling to just look at your, you know, the front garden that's by your front door or by outside your front window or that back corner in your backyard or that all you want is a new patio that can seat four people. All those things are commendable things to want. But if you hire someone who's going to look at the whole area, both front and back, or if you're just, you know, picking an area, we're going to look at the big picture and we're going to look at, you know, the trip hazard. You think the stairs are fine and yes, they get you from point A to point B, but does everybody trip as they get into your front door because the porch grading isn't done properly? As much as you like that garden out your front window and you like to see it from inside the house, but does it prevent you, maybe you can't see it from inside the house because of, you know, things have gotten too big and too overgrown and no light is getting into your front room. So we can definitely look at ways to give you the garden that you want, but we're also looking at other things. Do you need light into your home? Do you need to be able to look out? You have small children, you want to be able to look out the window and see them, you know, riding their bikes, not necessarily that small, but, you know, kids outside that you want to be able to see them riding their bikes. Or do you really want privacy? Do you have low windows and you'd like, you know, all year long to be some kind of a hedge that gives you that privacy in the front window? So I think even though you're looking for one thing, a good designer will give you that thing, but will also help you in other areas that you're not even looking at. We'll really look at the big picture. But communication's key, and also trusting the designer. You may want a rose garden under that shady tree or in that shady side of the house, but no good designer can make that happen if the growing conditions aren't right. So definitely, even if you do a quick consultation, I know different designers will have different levels of service. So if it's just a quick consultation, as I know I do this, as I come up to the home, I'm already scanning things. You know, not only have I asked a lot of questions before we book the appointment, I'm walking to the front door and I'm looking at light conditions, possibly even wind conditions, depending on what you're looking for. I'm looking at the size of the garden. Can we make it bigger? Should we make it bigger? Should we make it smaller? Views from the house, views from inside the house, and views of the house from the street. Also the kitchen sink. Most women want to, I hate to say it, but we spend a lot of time standing at the kitchen sink. And I know I don't have a window in front of my kitchen sink, so I'm always very cognizant of when I visit homeowners, I want them to have that beautiful view that I don't have at my house. So I think that's a big thing. You know, should that shed go in that corner? Well, I don't think so. I don't think you want to be looking at the shed. I think the shed can go in the other corner. And when you're standing at the kitchen window, you can look at a beautiful garden. And I can't tell you the number of homes that I've gone to and the women and the homeowners, not even women, the homeowners have had this huge aha moment. Like, wow, I didn't even think about that. We just thought that would be a fine place for the shed. So it really helps to have
them
a designer.
Darn sheds.
I know, to hold all our stuff. But it really helps. The designer will come in with a fresh perspective. And I know that's true because I know even when I had some work done at my own home, I needed, you know, the landscaper / designer helped me because I was just too close to it. And I knew what I wanted, but I wanted everything. So I really needed someone that could literally take the emotion out of it and look at the practical big picture and really help me with the design. So really that is a great thing that a designer can help you do.
You know, these are excellent. It's excellent advice. I'm looking at this and it makes sense because a lot of people would just go purchase something, do that themselves. And then weeks later they say, oh boy, why did I do do that, or oh boy, this, or look, this isn't growing, or this is not right. You know, and it does. If you're going to design, it's like designing a house.
Mm-hmm.
You have to take the time and really, you know, think about what you're doing.
For sure. I actually always have this one analogy where, you know, with people's hesitation to hire a designer or the feeling that it's expensive. But if you're renovating your kitchen, no one is going to take a sledgehammer to come home one day and say, I think I want to change this up,
mm-hmm.
and get out a sledgehammer and start breaking up
right.
the cupboards.
That's right.
They're not going to do that. They're going to go to a professional, whether it's Home Depot or a
right.
you know, big box
yeah.
store, whether it's a designer. They're going to come up with a plan before they take out those kitchen cupboards with that sledgehammer. But for whatever reason, outside, people have no trouble getting out that shovel.
Yeah, you know what? It's so true.
Yeah, I know. You're
hilarious.
Looking at me. You're laughing.
Yeah, because I know that's me.
That's no. true. No, they'll it's dig up a tree. They will plant
yeah.
a tree. They will, you
yeah.
know, take out something. They'll put in a walkway
yeah.
where it shouldn't be.
My wife's good at this, though. I mean, she really is. She's
yes.
got a green thumb, and she thinks. A lot of times I've come in the yard and said, why can't we put some of these here or do this? She goes, no, you can't put that there. It's too much shade or too much
yes.
sun or this. There, the roots will go to here. And, you know, I don't get it.
Yeah.
I just
yeah.
cut the lawn and have a beer.
And then that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and I think I don't want to, I do want to stress your point, too, that just because you get a designer doesn't mean you don't have to do the work yourself. I've got lots, probably more customers that I do designs for. Are do-it-yourselfers, and they just want some help. They want some suggestions. Sometimes it's a bit of, I know I chatted with some other designers this week, last week at the conference about we always feel like we're a little bit of marriage therapy because, you know, one spouse wants one thing and one spouse wants another, so they call in the designer to kind of pick
yeah.
sides.
And the guy always pays the designer off.
Yeah.
You know what
no.
I mean? Like, if that was me, I'd say, look, man, I'll give you 50.
Yeah, stick with me.
Stick
yeah.
with me, right?
Okay, well, I'll keep that in mind. But so really, you can do it yourself. And it's much, don't you think it's much easier, as with the kitchen, to have a plan and to know what the goals are before you get out that shovel? And yeah, so I think, you know, really think about that. Even if it's a small area, if it's a large area, it's also important because I think the big picture is even bigger. And if there's budget restraints, we'll talk about budget in a bit, but having a plan, even though it's an initial investment, just like with a kitchen, even though you hear people spend, you know, $40,000-$50,000 on a kitchen, you know, maybe they don't do it all at once. Maybe with the design, they've, you know, done things in stages and you know, you find that sometimes they renovate it, but then they don't do the appliances right away, or they do the appliances first. You know, because they have a design, they can think in increments and really come up with the best plan to do it with efficient use of their funds. So it's no different outside. So moving on, in addition to the designer seeing the big picture, the other thing, several things when I talk to customers and they tell me what they want, or what they don't want. Everybody wants low maintenance. Usually that is the first set of words out of people's mouths when they answer their phone and I tell them that it's, you know, their landscape designer returning their call. They want low maintenance. And really, low maintenance is the right plant in the right spot. Why spend all this time trying to get plants to grow? If you're not a gardener, I know there's gardeners out there that want to, you know, really nurture certain plants in certain areas and really make them grow. But for the most part, most of my customers, again, why I've based my show on down the garden path and down to earth practical advice, is most people want their garden to look great, but unfortunately, they don't want to spend a lot of time. So there's no such thing as no maintenance. You need to do some work, and that's why I try to help my customers, letting them know what they need to do in the garden each month with my monthly newsletter.
And speaking of, can we have how people right now, while they got them, you
okay.
got them absorbed.
Absorbed.
If they want that newsletter, excuse me, what do they need to do?
Just like I mentioned earlier, it's on my sign up is on my website at www.downtoearth.ca, the number two, earth.ca. Please check out my website. And right at the top, there's a sign up for a newsletter box. Please fill in your email. I don't sell it. I don't give it away. I don't sell you anything. I just tell you what to do each month in your garden. As I mentioned, January, there's nothing to do in your garden. So I've written an article based on last week's show on plants that filter the air. So I really try to keep it simple. And I'd really love you to sign up. So that
excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. And it comes on a really cool your newsletter is available online, correct?
Yes,
right?
Yes.
And do you ever send any of that out mail wise if somebody wants it?
I don't. I mean, I could if you request it. I definitely could. It unfortunately doesn't translate. It's in that constant contact and it doesn't come out as nicely. But if there's an article, if you don't want the newsletter and you wanted, for instance, that article on air filtering plants where I kind of summarized and listed a bunch of the low maintenance plants that I liked. Then I'd be more than happy to share that with you.
And I'm sure at some point in time, you will have these as podcasts, your show?
Yes. Yep.
So they
I'm
can
just working
go back
on
and
that.
Listen.
Yeah. Yep. They're all going to be available soon. I'm kind of doing it in stages. So I'm kind of having a new logo developed. So my website's changing hopefully by the end of January. And the podcasts will be up there.
Nice.
And and that will be great because then you can, if you missed the show or if you wanted to go back and re-listen to it, it'll be there. So so that is the goal. Thank you for reminding me about that.
Yeah, that's important. People will be able to do that.
Yeah. So I was saying about saving you time. So really, a designer can do that. I really believe that because they will put the right amount of plants in the right size garden. They will sometimes making the garden lower maintenance is actually making it bigger. Some of my customers can't believe that because when you have, 12 plants crammed into a small garden and you're constantly having to prune them to keep them from touching or from shading each other out, that's a ton of work. So if the garden was more manageable size and the plant material was positioned properly, then it actually, you're not out there all the time having to tie things up or cut things back. So again, that outside perspective and, being upfront and honest, all my customers are, everybody wants low maintenance. And I always have my little joke about plastic plants, but we can't do that. So, And even something, I know a lot of people think going to the nursery or speaking to somebody and saying, oh, my garden's approximately, 8 feet by 6 feet. And I've got about, three plants in there right now. I'd like three more. And I think it's really hard. I mean, I did it at a nursery as well. I used to request pictures so at least I could kind of see what the size looked like. And I know nowadays people will be sure be coming in with phones, pictures on their phone and stuff. But it really is hard. We do the best we can. I know I did when I was in that position. But really it helps to see the space and see the amount of space you really do have and put it into perspective with your whole yard, not just that little picture on your phone. So that's a really important
advice.
Thing. Yeah,
yeah.
I think that really is important. And I think the plants also, people always underestimate, oh, I get plenty of sun. Oh, I don't get any sun. Really, when I'm there, I'm like, you might face, west, but that or south, but that garage, is blocking, that type of thing. And or that big tree on the property, your neighbor's property is shading you out quite a bit. That type of thing. So really, again, the different things we consider. We consider the light, the size of the garden, all the different views, the traffic flow to your front door. I know we could probably drive around every neighborhood. I've got some pictures I can put up on my website, too, or on Facebook. I'll put these up on Facebook, where you pull up to ever go visit somebody, and you can't get to their front door because you have to duck under a tree or kind of move out of the way.
Yep.
When they planted that tree, it was teeny tiny.
Yeah.
So the garden doesn't need to just look good now or next year. A garden needs to look good in 10 years.
That's right.
So you really also coming with that big picture is the big long-term vision for that space. And same with, putting a tree in front of the front window. Right now it's a tiny tree and they might think, oh, I want a tree that's going to kind of cool the house because it kind of that room gets hot. Well, in 5 years, that tree is going to be really big and it's going to be banging up against the house. It's going to be in the eaves trough. So, we've got to think going forward. So So yeah, so those are my first two big points. Designers see the big picture, and designers
Excellent.
Can save you time.
Excellent advice. It really is.
Yeah, thank you. So I've got some more to cover, but I thought maybe we would stop now for
a commercial break.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. So thank you. You're listening to Down the Garden Path. I'm Joanne Shaw, and we will be right back.
When you visit Peacock Lumber, you will step back in time to a place where purchasing wood products was simple, efficient, and pleasant. In our office, you can view our large selection of moldings and receive advice from knowledgeable sales staff. Once you have decided on your order, you can pick up your materials in our drive-through yard or utilize our delivery service. For pickups, take your vehicle out to our traditional lumber yard, where someone is always there to assist you. If you are accustomed to purchasing wood products at a box store, you will be impressed by the variety, selection, and quality of products that we offer, and the ease in which you get your vehicle loaded and get you on your way. Peacock Lumber is conveniently located on 8 acres in central Oshawa. It was started in 1939 by Victor Peacock and remains family-owned and operated. If you need quality wood products for your renovation, please call us at 905-725-4744. That's 905-725-4744. Or for a full list of products and prices, go to www.peacocklumber.ca. Come to Peacock Lumber first to get the price, selection, quality, and service that you expect.
Looking for a great place to go for excellent coffee and delicious treats? Come visit us at Three Steps Up Coffee House in Whitby. Our coffee is made with freshly ground free trade coffee beans that are brewed at just the right temperature for the ultimate coffee drinking experience. Try one of our mouth-watering handmade treats that allow you to enjoy a little slice of heaven. We offer hearty organic soups such as butternut squash with toasted almonds and sweet potato carrot and ginger. There is something for everyone, from healthy salads to gourmet sandwiches and delectable chocolate treats. Contact us to find out more about our amazing catering services. Find us at 605 Brock Street North in Whitby, Ontario. Licensed under the Liquor Control Board of Ontario. Open Mondays to Saturdays, 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Seating for private functions and events available. Contact us by phone at 905-430-7817 or check out our website at www.threestepsup.weebly.com. Three Steps Up Coffee House. Three steps up to a perfect cup.
The following program will make you want to grow things and experience new and wonderful dreams about your plants, garden, and garden design. Listener participation is strongly advised. Welcome back to Down the Garden Path with your host, Joanne Shaw, right here on Reality Radio 101. To contact Joanne live right now, dial 905-725-1907. Toll free in North America, free call 1-866-905-7325. Email Joanne, realityradio101@yahoo.com. And now, back to the Queen of Growth, Joanne Shaw.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you, and welcome back. We are back to Down the Garden Path, and we are talking landscape design. And if there's anyone out there with a question about landscape design or another landscape designer, I thought of kind of bugging some of my friends to call in today, but I didn't get around to it, so I'll have to get them next time. But if you're out there, if you've used a landscape designer, if you've had a good experience, I guess even if you've had a bad experience, please email a question or comment or give us a call. I'd love to hear from you during the show, or if not, after the show. I'd just love to see hear about your experience. So in addition to seeing the big picture and designer saving you time, the big one is budget. Budget, 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 the word that nobody wants to talk about. And everybody wants, I guess even with kitchens, everybody wants the world for free, right?
Yeah, but you get what you pay for. I'm
you
a firm
do.
Believer in that.
Yeah, it's true. It truly is. But I'm also pretty frugal. You know, I want to make sure I'm spending their money on the right things. And so I tend to be good. I tend to be a pretty frugal designer. Probably bad for my bank account, but
you're sincere, you're honest, and the main thing, you're integral, right?
Yes, but
that's
I think
it.
Most designers, you know, really, if they've given a budget, they will work to that budget.
Sure.
And I think that's a really important thing. And they work to make sure you get the biggest bang for your buck. And like you said, and also save you money. We know some tricks to save you money as well. So maybe if you need a lot of hardscaping and you really want to pick that, upgrade your stone to more expensive stone, then maybe we choose lower, smaller size plant material that goes in the garden. So the garden will take, a couple extra years to grow in, but that savings of the garden, accounted for the increase in the stone.
Yeah,
so
we can go next door and just take some. Yeah. If you have, just take some of their plants.
So there's ways around it, and I think that's the biggest important thing, and most important thing is for you to be honest and upfront with your designer on what your expectations are, what your budget is, and quite frankly, if you want the world and you only have $1,000 budget, they're going to tell you they can't do it. So it really is important to have a realistic view of things. So then there's garden design. I want to cover a little bit about the difference, I think, on a garden design versus a master plan. So a garden design is that, you have a small corner garden in your backyard and you're just not really happy with it, or you're a new house and there's nothing in the backyard and you just want to, the first thing you want to do is put something in the corner. And so that's all we're looking at. We're not looking at the whole yard. So, I would come out, I would do something on graph paper in your home. And, I would still measure up and I'd be, again, considering what views you have from the house, what shade the neighbor's trees are causing, irrigation, the water, which way the water's flowing. Is this a low point in your yard and it's going to be wet? That type of thing. And we need to raise it up a bit without changing the grade of your neighbors, that type of thing. So a garden design, where I'm just focused on plants and I'm just focused in that small area. That's definitely more economical and, quite frankly, what exactly most do-it-yourselfers want. They just want someone to just tell them what to put in, how big to make the garden, and, and in addition to low maintenance, the most popular word is seasonal. They want something to look good through all of our seasons here in Eastern Ontario, Southern Ontario.
That's close enough.
Yeah, close enough. We're in Ontario. So,
And for folks who want to get on board, if you have a question for Joanne, the best thing you can do right now is give us a call at 905-725-1907, toll free. Now listen, you don't have to pay for the call. If you're outside the calling area, 1-866-905-7325. Or I'll tell you what, here's what we're going to do. Send us an email, realityradio101@yahoo.com. The first person that sends us an email and asks a question to Joanne, I'm going to throw in two free tickets to this weekend's Toronto International Boat Show. Now, these tickets, if you're into boating, you're into fishing, you're into outdoor sports like that, these tickets are a gold mine. They're hard to get sometimes. I will give you two free tickets to go to that boat show, which incidentally they make lakes. They bring into this convention center. You can check out anything to do with boats, fishing, motors, etc. But do me one favor. If you write in for Joanne, make sure you are available to take these tickets that you are available this weekend to go to the show. I wouldn't want to give them to someone who is not available, okay? So write us, realityradio101@yahoo.com with your questions, and the first person will get 2 free tickets to the International Bolt Show in Toronto, Ontario.
Wow, thank you. Thank you very much. Sorry about my coughing there.
Oh, that's okay.
It happens.
I need to bring the plants down here. That's the problem.
Yeah,
right.
So, that's what I get from laughing at my own jokes. I kind of cough.
Yeah.
So I'm covered, you know, in a very basic way that we can on radio, what I consider a basic garden design. And so some people out there or some of our listeners might be thinking they have a much larger project with much more challenging features, you know, grade issues where they need retaining walls, other construction details, you know, maybe want a pergola to provide a bit of shade and privacy on your patio, that type of thing. Then you're really looking at a complete master plan, and we're going to use the survey from your when you bought the house. And it is, I'm not going to lie, it is a bigger investment of money initially to get the landscape master plan done. But I think in the long term, it really is going to be imperative for you to get the final result you're looking for. And, you know, just like with the kitchen, if you're going to spend $40,000 on your kitchen, you're not going to do it with a quick hand sketch from the contractor in the back of his truck.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, you're really not. You really want someone to kind of go over your kitchen and go over your views and really understand how you use that kitchen. And it's no different in the backyard. I specifically talk backyard because I think that's really where people want to create that outdoor living space. Even though our season can sometimes be short, I think we gain a lot from being outside and being able to use that space. So I think also with a master plan, like I mentioned earlier, that ability to spread the budget out over a couple of years. You know, maybe the patio is done first, so you have that eating area, and then the pergola is done the following year. But where you put that patio and how you install it, knowing you're going to do a pergola is a big thing. You know, you need to be able to look at the big picture and really plan for that. So if there's anyone out there considering, there's some great websites for looking up landscape designers, both in Canada and the United States, and I'm sure all over the world. But again, especially if you're looking at a big project, now's the time to, you know, get online and start researching a landscape designer in your area who could help you, who'd be the best fit. And these days with websites and, you know, you'd be able to look at their online portfolios, it should be very easy for you to kind of narrow the list and talk with, have a few phone interviews or just talk to some of them and see who's a good fit for you. So that's something I really recommend you do. And again, you know, the quiet days of January and February are the perfect time to do it. Once things start wrapping up in March and April, it gets much harder. I know for myself, that phone time, as much as we really want to give you that time, as a new customer, it gets much more challenging. So you can have us all fresh in the new year, ready to give you some advice and some concepts and stuff. So
don't procrastinate.
Yes.
That's
yes.
The bottom line, right?
Yeah. And, you know, I think it'd be good and an inspiring activity to do in these cold days is to start thinking about your outside. So
now, let me ask you this. Is there, you might have mentioned this in passing, but is there any, you're talking about there's a lot of things online to help. Do you recommend any really good software program that may be free that's available online to design perhaps a landscape design? And then when they hire their designer, it's a lot easier where they say, look, this is what I did online. You know, do you have anything like that?
I don't, and I don't know if I recommend it. I mean, again, the design, the plants are one thing, but the design really should be done by a professional. Like, I know you can kind of play with shapes, and I've gone to people's homes where they've kind of, you know, measured it out, and they've kind of gotten some, you know, rough measurements, and, you know, they want the patio this size and that type of thing, and they've got basic shapes on their piece of paper. Some have even done it on because some of the kitchen, I keep going back to kitchens, but some of the kitchen software, you know, you can use those shapes, basic shapes outside as well. So, but I'm not familiar with
someone that offers that, right?
Yeah, no. I know our, you know, Dynascape is a software program that landscape designers use, and that's one of them. There's many out there. Mm-hmm. That happens to be the one that I use. So it's more of a CAD program, but it's definitely for landscape designers. It's got all the figures for plant material, that mm-hmm. type of thing.
Now, could we have you one more time right now, because mm-hmm. you are a landscape designer. Folks listening, since normally we would do a commercial for you as well, but how could, again, folks get a hold of you? Let's say, forget about the advice on what we're going to plant, what we're not going to plant, this and that. What about if someone says, you know what, Joanne sounds like really, like she's got it together. I'd really like to talk to her. What would be a contact situation that they can get a hold of you if they're interested right now to talk to you about a future project in the spring? How can they get a hold of you?
Well, they can go through my website, so downtoearth.ca, number2earth.ca. All my phone number is there. All my social media contacts are there. You could just send me an email at joanne@downtoearth.ca as well. And, so those are the best ways.
Cool.
And even if I'm not in your area necessarily and you just had some questions, then, you know, please don't hesitate to drop me an email or, a question on Facebook. That I get that all the time. And if I do know of a designer, with me going to school for it at Ryerson, a lot of the women that I met there, we all kind of came from different areas. And so we all kind of look after different areas of the GTA anyway. And so I can recommend someone for you as well. But I'd love to hear just your feedback as far as landscape design.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I have an interesting question for you.
Sure.
Now, I know you have two boys, one of them, not so much in the summer, but he's away at school, mm-hmm. correct? And do you ever get stuck cutting your lawn? Do you have your other son do it or your husband? I'm just curious if you, because I know you're doing the planting, you're doing this, you're doing that.
Yeah.
But do you physically ever cut the lawn or?
I do not. There are a few things I refuse to do, and I
so,
do not cut the grass. I do.
And
not
why
cut
is
the
that?
Grass. Well, just because I have two boys and a husband, yeah. I guess. So they get to
funny.
Do the cutting of the grass.
That's hilarious.
Right, that's right. And
right,
I still have to fight with them to do the trimming and some things
yeah.
properly, kind of thing. And the leaf. Yeah, I don't. I try not to. So.
I'm sure.
And nor do I shovel snow either. So,
yeah. Oh, my
yes.
wife was just out there. Shoveling.
Oh, was she?
Yeah,
oh,
God
goodness.
Bless her.
Yes. No.
You know.
All the year, my back isn't great. All the years of working at a nursery, bending over
yeah,
the benches,
yeah, of course.
Has done a good yeah. number on my back. So I say I'm the one who does the pretty pictures.
Yeah.
And but not the heavy lifting when it comes to working on their landscapes. So unfortunately.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very nice.
So So my next point about. It's probably more of a general one and probably obvious to many people, but I do want to mention it, is the project management side. You know, for the most part, a designer is not going to hand you their design and, you know, that you've requested and that you're happy with and then say, see you later, get in their car and leave you on your own. They're going to be there for you. So whether you're a do-it-yourselfer, I know I do this for most of my do-it-yourselfer customers, is I do still, even though they might be planting them, I still do arrange the plant material. I pick it. I arrange delivery, and I can even go and place it for them, and so that they are putting it in the right spot. So I do offer that service. So project management, I'm calling this category. So whether it's a small garden and that's all you need is someone to take care of the plants for you, and
mm-hmm.
then on it's there. You know, they're delivered Friday, and then you and your husband are putting them in on Saturday morning. Yeah, you're good to go. If it's something that's a large construction, also when you have, you know, even the master plan and we've got a contractor on board and everything's good to go, there's still a lot of little details that can be overwhelming for the homeowner. Picking the brick, picking the color of the brick, picking the rocks, picking the color of the rocks, to then, of course, picking the plants. And then again, making sure the plants are put in the right spot, you know. So a designer is really there from a project management standpoint for you. They're your eyes and ears on a project. You know, if the contractor has, I had this happen this year where I had designed a walkway and kind of front steps. And at the time, the homeowners had a large maple tree on their front lawn. And, you know, we weren't going to do anything with the maple tree, but we needed, it was definitely a grade, you know, that there was quite a slope from the front of the house to the driveway. So we were redoing these stairs. They were old wooden stairs that really needed to be replaced. And I wanted to change the view and kind of open up the front of the house. So I had designed the stairs to be kind of straight on this time and really kind of open up the front space, because I felt like the tree was really making the space feel narrow. So from the time that we decided to go ahead to the install date, the homeowner decided, and the contractor and I, we decided that actually that tree was old, was not doing well, and needed to come down. So we'd taken the tree down. And then when we went to go put in the walkway, we took the tree down and we took out the stump, but the roots, the massive amount of roots that were still in that lawn, it was impossible for us to put the steps the way I designed them. And who knew? That was under the ground. We didn't think about it. I didn't think about it. Maybe I should have, but I didn't. So I remember getting the text from the contractor saying, uh-oh, we need to kind of adjust how we do the stairs, you know. And it certainly wasn't a case of, no, now we can't put stairs here because of the roots, you know. We needed to excavate a bit more, and we kind of changed it up. And they turned out great. They still turned out great. But, you know, unforeseen things happen. And I think if the homeowner got a call for every time something like that happened, it's really overwhelming and they're not sure what to do. So having a designer kind of be there for you and have the actual function of better stairways and better access to her front door was the goal, but also aesthetics was an important thing. And I think it was really important. So we still made something that looked really good. And it changed the shape. It snowballs, right? Because then it changed the shape of the garden a little bit. And it, you know, but without that tree there, the design was completely different.
That's right. Yeah.
Anyway, so, you know, that's an example of
good project management.
And having someone there to be your eyes and ears.
Now, I'm looking at your outline for what you wanted to discuss this evening.
I'm straying a little bit.
No. You have quite a bit here. So we're going to bypass second commercial break, because there's some very interesting things that Joanne, I would love for her to get to this, because I'm reading ahead. I'm cheating.
Are you cheating?
Yeah, and there's some really good stuff. And we only have about 10 minutes or so.
Okay, yeah, so I'll talk a little faster. Came to me. So
that's not an issue, but I there's so many good things here
that you
have written.
Thank you. Well, one of the other things I wanted to just mention as far as looking at the big picture and project management is to talk about that too, about the situation where a customer says that, you know, they want to do it design for their front yard and their backyard, but they want to install their front yard the first year and then next year put a pool in their backyard. Well, in many cases, maybe not necessarily all cases, depending on the access, that's something to think about, because you could you could potentially be damaging your new front yard.
That'd be a
because
mess.
Of the mess to get into the backyard.
Yeah.
You know, so sometimes I know usually when people move into new homes, they want to make their front yard look great first and then they'll get to the backyard. But sometimes it actually makes more sense to do the backyard first and kind of create all that disaster and then fix it up the next year. So, I mean, that's extreme cases I'm kind of explaining, but they do happen. They happen all the time. And you do hear people going, oh, I wish I'd done the backyard first.
Absolutely.
You know? So the next, I mentioned a little bit about contractors, but have you ever heard this story or this little phrase? If you think it's expensive to hire a professional, wait until you hire an amateur.
I love that. I'm going to be printing something out like that and putting it here.
I'll mail that JPEG to you. But,
I love it.
Yeah, so as a designer, we have contacts. We work with qualified contractors. We work closely with them. We know what their skill set is. We make sure they are the right person for the right job. And yes, it will cost you more than you think. Always does. Just like a kitchen. Just like buying a new car.
Well, because, you know, they make a lot of mistakes and they screw up a few things. Let's be honest. Let's call it what it is. And then it costs you a lot of times more money to fix it.
Well, I'm not even thinking that. I'm just thinking, you know, they're insured. So just, you know, to to pay insurance, to have a truck and equipment and a backhoe and have two or three guys on their crew.
Yeah, no, that's for the pros.
Yeah,
I'm just saying the amateurs.
Oh, the amateurs.
They come in, they do a job.
Yeah.
And it might not be satisfactory or right or what have you. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You end then bringing somebody in.
Yes.
That you're paying now, right?
Yep.
That's why you say wait till you hire an amateur.
Yes.
You pay them and they don't do the job and something's wrong.
That's right.
Go with a pro.
Yeah, definitely.
That's what
the
point I was making.
Sorry, I missed that. So
no, it's okay.
Thank you though for backing up my little graphic.
Go
here.
With a pro. So, go with a pro. Spend the money.
Yeah, you do get what you pay for. I think you need to make sure all your costs are up front and everything is in writing and all of those things. And the contractor also needs to be aware of your budget and your restraints and your time restrictions. All those things are absolutely fair things to consider when hiring a contractor. But you definitely need to go with qualified contractors. So I think that's really a big thing. People think, oh, well, it's just planting a tree. It's just digging a hole. It's just planting a garden. It's just digging several holes. No, it's a lot more work than that. To plant a garden, they need to take out 4 to 6 or 8 inches, depending on your soil, of the existing material. You can't do that yourself. You know, as much as I say do-it-yourselfers, you know, if there's an existing bed that's ready and you've got, you know, young teenagers or what are, you know, nephews that can do all that for you, but sometimes bring in all that soil and remove all that sod. But really, it's not just the removal of it. It's where do you take it? So cost to dispose all those materials. So that's all built in. You know, they bring it in, they bring the equipment, they remove the stuff, they dispose of the stuff, then they bring in the new material, and then they place the new material. And then we haven't even, you know, that could be a day's work right there, and we haven't even planted anything.
Yeah, so true.
It is a lot of work, which is why it's more money than you think it's going to be. So
and you know what? If you get a legit person and you look at all those clues, like you said, a contractor will save you where they can, but
yes,
they do have all these expenditures, and you want a professional job and a job that's going to last for many, many, many years. You don't want it messed up, right?
Yes.
That's the bottom line.
Yeah, that's true. And you want that. You want something that's going to be done properly, that's not going to affect the grade of your neighbor behind you because they raised it too high. That happens every year. I see somebody who's, you know, suffering because they're getting too much water into their backyard because the neighbors with the pools all raised their grade. You know, it's all different types of issues. And that's why I think it's really important to hire someone who's a professional. Just some tips. I've written a past article. If you did get onto my website, I have all my past newsletters. I know that's signing up for future newsletters, but all my past newsletters are archived on my website as well. And I had a paralegal actually do a really good article for me as a guest article on hiring a contractor. So that's a really good one to review. But just a few tips on checking the basic things, you know, check referrals, check portfolio. If they don't have a website with pictures, I don't know. In this day and age, right, have them take you to a site they have completed. Do they have multiple crews? Are they on site? Are they going back and forth between the crews? No matter the size of the job, like I said, it costs them money just to show up. So you've got to consider that as far as when you think the price is higher than what you were expecting. You know, the crew, the trucks, the equipment, the overhead, the insurance, the workman's compensation, all those things are really important things. I always say you can always find a guy in a blue truck with a shovel to plant that tree for you for $50.
That's it.
But when that tree dies, what are you going to do? You know,
yep.
Where's that contractor? So really, I think it's a really important thing to do, and I work with them all the time. And every designer is going to have, you know, their go-to guys or can give you some good recommendations out there. So, and the word spreads usually just as quick on the bad ones as it does on the good ones. So we know either way.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, and I just wanted to end off with communication. So I think all of these points I talk about, as far as a landscape design and why you should kind of start thinking about it in the winter. But communication is important. And I wrote another article about that, and I've got just little bits about it here, is that there's three, you know, three important groups, right? The client, the contractor, the designer. And I think it's really all successful landscape installations happen, again, no matter how small or how large, is when those three groups work together really well. And everybody has those contractor horror stories. Well, the contractor didn't listen. He didn't do what I wanted, that type of thing. So again, having a designer involved, having good lines of communication, having everything in writing, those are all really good ways to making sure that you get what you want on time, on budget, and you have a really positive experience with using a landscape designer and a landscape design plan.
So the bottom line, the premise here is you say if anyone is considering a landscape project this year, right?
Yes.
It's really good. Right now is the time to start to work on a design, to jumpstart everything, to find your contractor. Get it together now. Don't wait till the last minute because, as you say, you know, pretty soon these guys are going to be so busy.
Correct.
It's going to be very, very difficult to find someone, right?
Yeah, yep, for sure.
That's right.
Or your job is just not going to be done. You know, when you call in March and you think you're going to be the first one started in the spring, you're really not. Really, you're really already a bit behind because a lot of contractors, they spend October, November booking jobs for, you know, the first few jobs in the spring. So typically when you're calling in, and well, for that example, that customer with the tree, I did her design, I think it was May 1st.
Wow.
And she was installed in September.
Yeah, wow.
You know, and last year's season was, you know, got off to a late start and, you know, a slow season with the weather.
Sure.
But that kind of contributed to being pushed back a bit. But there is a bit of a lag. So any contractor who says you meet with him today and he can install it tomorrow, that's a little red flag.
Yeah, you know what? I would watch that. How about your contact information again for any of this information?
Please give me a call or email me. You can call me here at 905-725-1907 or my website at downtoearth.ca. Please have a visit. I do have some pictures there, portfolio, as well as if people are wondering what master plans look like. I do have some of my past ones on my website, so you can kind of get an idea of what a larger scale design looks like, computer generated, that type of thing.
Very
so
nice.
Yeah. So thank you. I hope you found this topic interesting.
I did.
Good. I'm glad.
But before you go on,
yes,
you have something here. You wrote down a couple of favorite tips.
Oh yes.
Now,
yes.
And because, you know, you're helping people do the right thing when they're planning any kind of landscape design.
Mm-hmm.
And really quick, could you just, what are some of your favorite tips on, because this is a project. When someone does this, again, we're not talking putting in, you know, this or that, you know, a little plant, or I'm going to go get this, or I'm going to get some coleus and throw it here. We're talking something semi-major, an investment.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of your tips really quick here? What do you... what advice would you give some of these folks listening?
Okay. Well, these are mostly for keeping in mind the low maintenance people. So one of my biggest tips is keeping it simple. Increase the quantity of the plants, but decrease the number of varieties. So you're kind of mass grouping plants together and creates a huge impact. And it also allows for, you know, lower maintenance in the end because you're taking care of, you know, five shrubs, but they're all the same shrub.
Yeah, of course.
And they can have great, especially if you pick something like a Wigelia, you know, Wine and Roses Wigelia, which has the burgundy foliage, pink flowers in the spring. It's a really nice, reliable plant, gets a nice size. If you mask plant that and you've got some limelight or little lime hydrangea next to it with the white blooms and they get to be only about 3 feet by 3 feet, and you have five of those, then you've got, you know, already started, you know, a really colorful, high impactful garden, but you've only got two plants. So, you know, depending on the size, it's not for everybody, but it definitely, keeping it simple, having one of everything in your garden is just going to make you crazy. So that's one of my tips. And foliage, consider foliage. There's a lot, it's not about all about the flowers. And there's a lot of great plants out there that can offer a lot of interest into your garden, a lot of seasonal interest, and it's just foliage. So keep that in mind. Also, my biggest tip, that's what I do in my garden, actually, I use hedges. So in designing, I use them a lot at the back of the garden. For myself, I actually use them at the front. So I have a hedges all around low yew hedges all around the front of my gardens. Hey, you can't see my weeds.
That's funny.
You can't see what's happening on the inside of my gardens, you know, at the base kind of, because I've got that nice green line. Even in the winter, it looks nice and neat and tidy. So I've really made a hedge work for me. And there's a lot of people, I always say the plants look much better in front of a hedge, in front of a nice evergreen hedge, than they do in front of your brick wall.
Excellent. Well, yeah. Well, that pretty much, we're running out of time.
Excellent.
But I just want to say, folks, if you want to get a hold of Joanne, please remember, you can email her. That's joanne@downtoearth.ca. And two is the number two.
Right.
joanne@downtoearth.ca. Her website, again, is www.downtoearth.ca. Right? Remember that. Remember to use the number two.
That's
right?
Correct.
And that'd be it. You can always get a hold of her here at Reality Radio 101. Joanne. Thank you. Another, you know, I'm starting to put up a folder of all this stuff that you give
well,
me.
Thank you. I'm so glad you're interested, too.
Yeah,
it's
really great.
Always,
it's great.
Always a great participant, so I do appreciate it.
So, thank you.
And we will, and please watch me on social media. I'll tell you what we're going to be talking about next week. So please check me out. Thank you.
All right. Folks, you've been listening to... You know what you've been listening to. Down the Garden Path with Joanne Shaw right here, Reality Radio 101.